Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara tells us around halfway down the Amud that if Nechleka Tiyomes Mahu, what's the din if the Tiyomes splits? And the Gemara ends up saying if the Tiyomes splits, it's Pasul. So what exactly is a Tiyomes? So the Rishonim have a Machlokas. So according to the Rambam and other Rishonim, the Tiyomes is referring to that every single one of the leaves of a lulav is grown in such a way where it's double. And the way the Shulchan Aruch explains this, that it's found in Siman Tav Resh Mem Hei in Hilchos Lulav Siv Gimel, Brias Alin Shalulav, the way the leaves of the lulav are created, Kachi. It's as follows: Kishen Gedalim, when they begin to grow, Gedalim Shnaim Udvukim Migabam, they grow double leaved and they're attached to each other. Vegav Shel Shnei Alin Hu Anikra Tiyomes, and where the two leaves meet and where they're stuck with each other, that's called a Tiyomes. If Nechleka HaTiyomes Berov HaAlin Psula. If most of the leaves have most of that split, that's where it's possible. So a person checks a lulav according to the Svardim, according to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they have to make sure that most of the leaves are attached. However, the Rama quotes from the other Rishonim, and this is how the Ashkenazim paskim, that we don't care about the other leaves, all we care about is the middle leaf, that's it. And the Rama writes, V'yesh mefarshim lomar de'im nechlak, He'ola he'ilyon, the top one, the middle one. He'emtsai, the middle one, shall hashidra, that's on top of the spine of the lulav, ad hashidra, if most of that has split on the middle leaf, mikre nechleka ha'tiyomas, that's called the tiyomas splitting, and pasul, v'hachi nogin, that is our practice. So we have to just look, this is the problem, the biggest problem when it comes to lulav, is that middle one. Now sometimes, you have the middle one, there are really two leaves that go up the middle, so you have to make sure that both of these leaves are made of double leaves and it's not split. Now the Rama adds further, he said, l'chadchila, mitzvah min ha-mufchar, nogin shalilito lulav, shal nechlak he'olon he'elyon kalal, that it's not split at all. Mi'ikradin, the only concern is, if from the top of the leaf to the shidra, if most of it is split, that's where it's puzzle. If only partially split, that's actually acceptable. The Rama says it's advisable to get one that doesn't split at all, because there are those who are machmir afilu b'nechla kitzas, even if it's split a little bit, that would still be a problem. So Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason why they're concerned is not because the split is a big deal, but once it splits a little bit, ayidei hananuim, from the shaking of the dalaminim, it's going to cause it to split more, and that's going to come down the middle. It's a chashash ba'alma. The Taz says, quotes the Mishnah Berurah, the Ladaito, according to the opinion of the Taz, ein lahachmir bezerakim nechlak kishir tefach. The Taz felt that if it split a little bit, that's actually okay. If it splits a tefach, then there's a concern by shaking it, it's going to get even worse. And the Chai Adam says, according to this Ramaz Chumrah, even yesh lahachmir afilu b'mashu, even if it splits just a little bit, there should be a concern. This seems to be the practice that most people want to make sure that Tiyomes is not split at all. Now, this is, again, just a Chumrah, but it's a Chumrah that we try to be makbid on. Some years, where it's hard to find a gelulav, so then one certainly can rely on those that are split just a little bit. But in years where there's plenty of lulavim, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of lulavim to choose from, so one should ideally choose one that's entirely kept together to the top.